Okay, today we're going to learn Parak Beis Maseches Ksuvos Mishnayos Gimel and Dalid. So we just learned the concept of Pesha Asar, who a Pesha Hiter in the last Mishnah. So this Mishnah talks about a shtar that records a monetary transaction. So like a shtar halva'a. So the person whose name appears in the document, who's the lender, can use that document to collect from the borrower in the document. But in order for the shtar to be something that we can use to collect, it has to have two kosher witnesses. Now, if the borrower says that those witnesses, the names of the witnesses are mezuyaf, that they're forged signatures, then the lender has to be mekayim the signatures to show that they're not forged signatures. So how do you do that? You get two people whose names actually appear in the document and let them say, yeah, that's my signature, that's me. So the Mishnah is going to deal with the number of cases where the witnesses confirm that it is their signatures, but they then say that, yeah, that's my signature, but still this document is invalid. So then what do we do with that? So Eidim Shamu, if Eidim say, aval anusim hayinu, yeah, it's absolutely my signature, because the guy held a gun to my head and made me sign it, not because a single word in that document is actually true, ketanim hayinu, or that we were children at the time that we signed it, but yeah, it's our signature, but notice it's written in crayon and the R is backwards. You know, that's we were before bar mitzvah. So psule edus hayinu, or they say that we were psule edus at the time that we signed that document. You know, that was a late night in Las Vegas when we signed that document. So hare ilu ne'emanim. In all those cases, they are ne'eman that the signatures are not valid signatures, because it's hapesha asar hapesha hitir, that we wouldn't know that these are their signatures to begin with. The only way we know is based on what they're telling us, but they're telling us not to listen to those signatures. But if we know independently that these are their signatures, either through Eidim or because we are able to verify it independently, then they're not going to be believed. Now Mishnah Dalit. The Mishnah does not talk about the halachas of Migo, but it talks about, it continues what we were just talking about when it comes to Eidim being Mekayim Eshtar. If one aide says, this is my signature, and the other signature is my friend's signature, and the other guy comes and says, yeah, this is my signature, and this is my friend's signature, they're believed, meaning that's a shtar mekuyam, because two witnesses are confirming each signature. If each witness says, this is my signature, meaning each one is only able to verify their own signature, Rebbe holds, you need someone else to verify their signature. I mean, you cannot be Mekayim Shtar by just having the Eidim themselves verifying their own signatures. The Chamim say, yes, you can. You don't need to bring somebody else as long as they're the ones verifying their own signature. A person is believed to say, this is my signature. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that if Eidim come and say that, yes, this is my signature on the Shtar, but I was apostle, I was a Katan, I was honest at the time, so then we believe them, and therefore the shtar is an invalid shtar. But if we know independently that this is their signature through Eidim or through comparing handwriting or whatever, and they tell us, yeah, but I was an honest, I was a cut, then we don't believe them that it's invalid. We assume that the shtar is mekuyam. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if each witness says, this is my signature, and I can also verify the other signature, so now you have two Eidim on each signature, that's great, and that is Mekayim Ishtar. But if each witness is only able to verify their own signature without being able to verify the other guy's signature, Rebbe holds that is not enough. That is one aid on each signature, whereas the Chum say, yeah, but it's on their own signature, so that is enough, and it's considered to be a Shtar Mekuyam. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey.